Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at an important question. And that question is related to the topic of honor. As you know, the honor of the believer is very significant. It's so significant that, you know, we have been obliged not to do anything that would harm our honor as believers. And today in this session of The Key, we're going to be asking, what are the factors that cause or elicit honor for the believer, for the mu'min? In order to answer this question, it's possible for us to take inspiration from what has been narrated in the Biharul Anwar. There, the following is written. Allah Most High revealed the following to Prophet David, alayhi salam. O David, verily I have placed honor in my obedience, whilst they seek it in servitude to the ruler, and do not find it therefore. So we think that, you know, we can attain honor and respect by, you know, by respecting and serving those people who have money and power and, you know, who are famous. Whereas the more we do, the more degraded we become, and in the end we find that we have not acquired what we were looking for. The true honor is acquired from the obedience to God and His servitude, and the more we do this, the more honor we acquire, not only spiritually and in the hereafter, but we see that in this world as well. This ubudiyat and servitude to God leads to the acquisition of worldly honor as well. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet Luqman alayhi salam said this to his son, if you want to attract honor in this world, then cut off your greed of drawing advantage from what other people have in their possessions. Meaning, don't be so greedy about for what other people have. For verily the prophets and the veracious ones achieved what they did by cutting off their greed. The prophets, who were the foremost of those with honor, they achieved their honor and became noble and honorable by severing their ties with, you know, the wealthy and, you know, the worldly people. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, know that verily the one who treats people fairly in spite of himself is only increased by Allah in honor. Right? So if you treat people fairly, even though it might be to your detriment and you might be at loss because of it, Allah will give you honor because of that. In one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be content and you will attain honor. Iqna ta'iz. So being content with what you have, being satisfied with what you have, this leads to the acquisition of honor. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the fifth Imam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said this, there are three things through which Allah only increases the Muslim in honor. The first is his pardon of one who has wronged him. The second is his giving one who has deprived him. And finally, the third is his reconciliation with one who has cut him off. Finally, Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam said, no sooner does an honorable man abandon the truth than he is abased, and no sooner does a disgraced man adopt it than he is honored. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the factors that elicit honor in light of the hadith of the infallibles alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.